KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
Well, we're going to, I guess the feet own it today. Is that right, Doctor?
Yes, it is.
And joining us today, Dr. Stephen Ladder. Thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here, John.
All right, so you are a podiatrist.
I am.
What do you do?
A podiatrist is a specialist in the foot and the ankle. A podiatrist owns a degree in DPM, Doctor of Podiatric Medicine. So we specialize in the treatment of feet and ankles, and we can prescribe medications, and if necessary, we can even do surgery.
So you are a medical doctor?
Yes.
You are an MD, and you chose to...
Well, it's a doctor of podiatric medicine.
Yeah, but I mean to say is you are like a regular doctor, only you look at feet.
Right. We specialize from the get-go, from school, we specialize in the feet.
What is it that fascinates you so much about feet?
I've always wanted to go into medicine. I've loved science, and I always wanted to help people. And there are so many things that can go wrong with the foot that it's a really complicated area to treat. I like variety, and with being a podiatrist, we get a variety of patients coming in with different illnesses, and every day's different, so it's a very rewarding profession.
So either the foot and the ankle. How many bones are we talking about?
Well, in the foot, there's 26 bones. In the ankle, there's basically 1 foot bone and 2 leg bones, the tibia, okay, the fibula, and the talus. In the foot itself, the 26 bones in each foot, you add them together, they equal over a quarter of the bones in your whole body. So
Wow. There's
a lot of stuff going on
down. Yeah, there sure is. How do we get in trouble with our feet?
There's a number of ways to get in trouble with your feet. Oftentimes, we kind of neglect them. We wait for a problem to happen, whereas if preventive medicine had been taken, then a lot of the problems could have been stopped and not have happened. So that's kind of what happens.
It's basically foot health is what you're saying, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, for example, lousy shoes.
Right.
Poor-fitting shoes, What about kids with poor-fitting shoes? Is that a dangerous thing for them in later life?
It can be, and we get a lot of stories of patients who come in and said, yeah, I have these problems because I had to wear my brother's old shoes when I was growing up as a kid, and they didn't fit right, but mom and dad couldn't afford anything else. So, shoes can play an important role. Women's shoes, not so much now as much as in the past when women couldn't wear pants and things. They had to wear dresses and skirts. They wore a lot more high heels a lot longer during the day, and that caused a lot of deformities like bunions and hammer toes and things like that.
I don't know in the world how a woman could wear those shoes.
I sure couldn't.
Now, that's from a doctor of podiatry, so give that some thought. What kinds of problems do you treat most?
We treat a variety of problems. We get to kind of be the specialist of the foot, and we get to wear different hats. Like, we get to be the dermatologist, so we treat ingrown toenails, we treat fungal infections, athlete's foot, we get to be the rheumatologist of the foot, degenerative joint disease, and gout, and things like that, psoriatic arthritis, scleroderma, all kinds of interesting things.
Oh my gosh.
We get to be the sports medicine, the pediatrician of the foot, we get to be the surgeon of the foot. That's what I mean by a lot of variety. Every day's different.
Well, Dr. Stephen Ladder's here from Kalispell Foot and Ankle Clinic. And I tell you what, I want to ask you about something I can't even pronounce. We'll do that right after this. Picture yourself in a place where you can celebrate life's splendor every day. Imagine enjoying chef-prepared meals and living in your own well-appointed residence, yet having someone else take care of the maintenance. Imagine spending every day feeling connected and comfortable while living life your way. Surrounded by majesty, connected by community. That's what it's like when you live at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Set in the heart of Montana's spectacular Flathead Valley, this vibrant community is filled with active, independent individuals. We share a bond of strong values rooted in faith, and our staff carries through those values, driven by the principles of honesty and hard work. Emmanuel Lutheran is a life plan community that includes residential living for independent seniors, as well as assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory care, and skilled nursing care, all within the same beautiful campus. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
Our guest is from the Kalispell Foot and Ankle Clinic, podiatrist Dr. Stephen Ladder. Okay, so plantar fasciitis.
Yes.
Sounds dangerous.
It's a very common problem. The body, the mechanism, the biomechanics of the foot is such, it's kind of similar to the bow string of a bow and arrow. The plantar fascia connects the forefoot to the hind foot and helps keep the arch supported. So there's a tremendous amount of stress that goes through that structure. And oftentimes people will get small tears in the bottom of the heel that can cause excruciating pain. Tends to be worse when the patients first get on them, like in the morning when they get out of bed, because the fascia itself tightens up when it hasn't been used for a while. So they'll wake up, take a few steps, and it'll be incredibly painful. And
is this a muscle or a bone?
It's technically more like a ligament, because it's okay. Attaching the heel bone out to the toe bones and okay. The ball of the foot.
All right.
It's a very broad ligament, and when it hurts, it hurts. I had it about 15 years ago, and you want to treat it conservatively with stretching, and you want to treat it with arch supports. Sometimes we'll intervene with cortisone shot or physical therapy, and most of the time it gets better, okay? Sometimes we have to get even more aggressive. It's one of the areas where we used to do a lot of surgeries on them, and we found that it took care of the problem but created other problems that were worse to deal with. It's one of the times in medicine where we decided not to do surgery, and most of us don't do many surgeries on them anymore because we found that the patients actually do better with conservative treatment.
Well, darn it. There's no pill that we can take.
No, there's no pill.
I don't imagine there's any medication or anything that you can take for foot problems like this.
As far as you can take non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, sometimes we give those.
But I mean, you can't take anything that's going to fix the problem.
No, it's more biomechanical.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have any choice but either exercise it or perhaps surgery.
Yeah, a lot of it's stretching. We try to avoid surgery at all costs.
Yeah, of course. What about special shoe programs for example, people who are approaching a little older in age and we start running into type 2 diabetes?
Right. Diabetes is a really common problem. And with the diabetic patients, they're at higher risk for developing problems in their feet for two major factors. One is a lot of them develop peripheral neuropathy. That's when the nerves don't work like they're supposed to, and the patients oftentimes don't feel things in their feet. They'll commonly say their feet feel like blocks of wood. They can step on a tack and walk on it in their foot all day long and not realize it. They can get a blister and not realize it and continue to wear the shoes that's causing the blister and make the sore develop into an ulceration. The other main factor that can cause problems for diabetics is a lot of times it affects the blood flow to the feet. The toes are the furthest area from the heart, so they're at risk for developing circulatory problems. So when the patient has both of those risk factors going, then they're very high risk for developing problems, ulcerations. And Medicare and a lot of the private insurance realize that, and they know that if their patients go to a podiatrist and get put in the right shoes, then some of those risk factors are lessened to the point where they don't end up having to be hospitalized and have expensive amputations and things like that done. So it's a program where they'll cover a pair of shoes with insoles. Medicare does it once a year. The VA oftentimes will cover one or two pairs of shoes a year. And the whole idea there is a win-win-win. The insurance companies win because hospitalizations are very expensive. The patients win because I don't know a single patient that wants to lose a toe or half a foot or a whole leg. And the doctors win because they get to keep their patients happy and healthy.
You say the toe is the furthest away from
the heart.
Yeah. Is that why we get cold feet?
Yes. That's one of the reasons.
I'll be darned. All right. Well, different type of cold feet, but this one is cold feet for real. So we're a little bit older now. And we have a difficult time reaching our feet, say, to trim our nails and do things like that. Is that something you would do?
Absolutely. Yeah, we do that a lot. In fact, I enjoy it. I have wonderful patients who come in on a regular basis, you know, once every two or three months to get their toenails trimmed and their calluses trimmed. Some of them are covered by their insurance. Again, they have rules. And two of the major rules, one is if the patient's on a blood thinner, they don't want the patients or a family member to try to cut their nails because they might cause a bleeding problem. And then another is if the patient, again, has the peripheral arterial disease, the toes being so far from the heart, if they have bad circulation and they get cut, then they're at higher risk for developing infections then.
Well, do you have special instruments for that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have nice, expensive
instruments.
It's not
the usual things that we just, the clippers we use.
No, we don't go out in the garage and get a pair of Dykes or anything like that. But.
Okay. Well, boy, we're talking about the feet and having a little bit of fun with it, but it's a serious issue. And we'll talk about those very thick toenails that a lot of us get right after this.
When you've been hospitalized for an illness, an injury, or surgery, there's no better place to recover than the Retreat at Buffalo Hill. Short-term rehabilitation in a spectacular setting with its private, beautifully appointed guest rooms and lodge-like design. You know, the Retreat feels less like a clinic and more like a fine hotel. The Retreat staff offers the highest level of professional and technical services, and its therapy gyms even include an underwater treadmill for aquatic therapy and the region's only anti-gravity treadmill. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities focus on promoting whole person wellness, which also means you'll find plenty to do while you recover. For more information or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Our guest is Dr. Stephen Latter. He is a podiatrist. Now we know why you got into feet, but how come you brought your feet to Montana?
Oh, I practiced in California for about 25 years, and we were getting tired of the fires and the smoke and the fire dangers and a lot of the political climate that was going on there. And certain doors just opened up. I got to get into a practice that was had been here for 40 years, but the doctor needed somebody to take over for him, Dr. Rashid. And it was just amazing. My wife's sister had moved here before us, and my wife had come to visit and just loved the Kalispell area. And so then it was a no-brainer. I love to hunt and fish and do all the outdoor activities like hiking and camping and things like that. So it was an easy move.
Obviously, you still enjoy your work.
I do. I love it.
Okay. Dr. Stephen Latter's with us. All right, these thick toenails that many of us get. My dad had one of those, and he said, oh, he got stepped on, a horse stepped on his foot when he was a kid.
Sure. Thick toenails are very common. We treat them every day at the clinic. The number one cause of thick toenails is fungus. And everybody who has thick toenails think they have fungus, which isn't always the case, but is the number one cause. Fungus is something that's everywhere. It's like bacteria. You can go scrub your kitchen or your bathroom as much as you want within a few days. Same thing with the carpets and stuff. They found fungus on plants and soils. It's not just in gym showers and when you go to a beautician. It's everywhere. And so we're being exposed to it every day. When it gets into the toenails, the problem is it's hard to get it out of there. It likes to stay in there. It causes the nails to get thick and debris to build up underneath them. So that's the number one cause of thick toenails, but also things like trauma. Getting stepped on by a horse can do it. Or micro traumas, like somebody who's a runner and runs down hills and their feet slide forward and jam into the end of their shoes. They can get thick toenails. I had a woman in today, both her second toes had thick toenails. Well, she didn't have fungus in them. It's because the anatomy, her second toes were a lot longer than her big toe and her third toe. So that was the one that would jam in the shoes if she was wearing them a little bit too tight. So the other things that can cause a scleroderma and some of the other disease processes like psoriatic arthritis and stuff. So it's not always fungus. So it should be investigated by a dermatologist or podiatrist.
You know, there are maybe so many different shapes of feet. Is there a reason for that or is it just genetics?
It's just a lot of genetics. I mean, I wear a size 16. I got very big feet.
Wow. You know?
But I'm 6'7", so that's part of the
reason.
You
need a little bit of balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's people who have flat feet, and they commonly run in families. We'll have patients who come in with bunions, and you'll ask them, anybody in your family have bunions? Oh, yeah, my mom and my grandma both had to have surgery. You know, so a lot of times it is hereditary.
Dr. Stephen Ladder is our guest. Now, you're going to be at Buffalo Hill Terrace next Tuesday.
That's correct.
What you going to do there?
We're going to just open it up to questions, have a little lecture, a talk, kind of a fireside chat. And anybody who's interested in learning more about feet and maybe has some questions can come join us.
All right. Sounds like a winner. Gosh, thanks so much. Some great information and a lot of stuff I didn't know about our feet.
Thank you.
And Dr. Stephen Ladder.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.